Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My goodness, never ever apologize for a W, let alone 8 W's in 10 games. Good morning to you. Good Monday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or hockey. I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins in the same place that you found this. Pirates 3, Orioles 2. Pirates take 2 out of 3 from what just might be Major League Baseball's best team, certainly by season's end, based on ample precedent from 2023 and all the other pedigree that organization's stockpiled. And just wait till you see what they have coming from AAA Norfolk if you're into keeping an eye on teams around baseball, potentially great teams around baseball. That's what this one is. So when it gets to the bottom of the ninth inning and the Pirates have people aboard and there's a ball hit by Edward Olivares that Gunnar Henderson makes a wonderful athletic play on, gets to it, fires across to first, misses by a mile, the winning run score. You don't apologize for that. You don't say, but we got a little bit lucky there. You didn't. What you have to think about here is that over the course of all three games, you got yourself stunningly, in a couple of cases, good starting pitching. Jared Jones wouldn't have been a surprise, but Jones outlasting some early struggles, that was pretty neat to see. Bailey Falter, I don't even know what to say about what happened Saturday, but he went from looking like he had no business being in the bigs to, you know, left-handed Nolan Ryan. And then yesterday, you have Marco Gonzalez out there getting the job done. None of that's fluky. None of that's something where you go, this is so bad. We're getting so lucky. You just don't do that. You don't do that because that bottom of the ninth never shapes up. It never means a thing if it wasn't for everything that led into it. That's just the nature of baseball. And then there's also little stuff, too. You've got to be able to overcome the bad stuff that you do. And even the best teams, and the Pirates aren't one of those, despite what it shows right now in the overall Major League Baseball standings. Even the best teams are going to screw up. And the Pirates have screwed up. They've made some mistakes in the field. They've made some mistakes on the base paths. It hasn't been clean. Derek Shelton's been the first to acknowledge that throughout these 10 games. And, well, yesterday, here's what he had to say whenever he entered the press conference area.
Have you seen the picture of me when I got hired? What I look like now?
Yeah, this isn't the kind of thing that makes a manager, you know, sleep particularly well at night. You love to have the wins, but you love almost as much, and maybe at this time of year even more, having just the plain old good baseball. Well, there's going to be examples of that along the way that maybe don't get noticed. Because again, when you win 8 out of 10, you are, without any dispute, playing more good baseball than you are bad baseball. Just a little thing here, okay? That ball that gets hit to Henderson, maybe that ends the game. Maybe that's where it's all over. But Rowdy Tellez is running up from first to second, and he stays standing. Now, that's something that Shelton put into the Pirates system a couple years ago. That's now done throughout the organization. they don't see the benefit, and I think they're right, meaning the Pirates brass, in sliding there. Why are you making it easier on the fielder to throw over you? Stand there. Make him throw around you. He's not going to throw right at you. He really, really hates you. He might. But it's not going to get him an out. He has to have the onus on him to throw the ball around you. Well, Rowdy's a pretty big dude. And Rowdy goes marching in there. He actually kind of slows down a little bit. He's got that big target that you have to avoid. Henderson throws around him, and there it goes. Now, you're going to see all kinds of different discussion and debate from the Baltimore perspective as to what actually happened. The Orioles clubhouse seemed to come to the consensus that, you know, Henderson was just so fortunate to have come up with the ball in the first place. He did make a really, really good play. And then from there, he just kind of rushed it a little bit. Maybe he had some jolt of energy, the whole youthful enthusiasm thing and whatever else. But they did that thing. And the Pirates did their thing. And the Orioles lost. And the Pirates won. So take your W's where they are and hope that along the way, the Pirates continue to get better, especially when it comes to, you know, basics, fundamentals, defense, and so forth. One of the things that I've pointed to throughout this opening season surge is that if you look at who on the roster has been hit with errors, actual, you know, scoring errors, it's been Ke'Bryan Hayes, it's been Jared Triolo. None of these guys, neither of these guys, these are the two best defenders on the team, are going to be a problem. So, you know, you'll take that and you'll take the W and you'll hope that they'll be who they've always been while the rest of the team sorts stuff out. I don't know, really. I don't have some deep cogent analysis here of where this team is other than one thing. They're in first place. And they're in first place after now taking series from two teams that were in the playoffs last year, one of which might be, again, the best anywhere. When we come back, J1Q. This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern. That's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone, an eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park. Today's J1Q comes from Josh, who says, "Hey, DK, I just wanted to say I owe Bailey Falter an apology for being so harsh last week. He was solid, and he gave us more than a good chance to win against the Orioles." And yeah, I mean, I don't know what you were thinking, Josh, since you didn't lay it out, but I can promise you mine was way harsher. I didn't want to see him in the big leagues again. I did allow for at least the possibility that management had produced some sort of statistical data or bio whatever data that Falter and his stuff and his arm slot and the fact that he's a lefty was going to somehow line up well with either the Marlins or the Orioles, which was the only conceivable thing I could think of that would have gotten him out of spring training. Never mind getting two starts in the majors. But then if you think back to the game in Miami, he gave up five runs before there was a single out and then nothing else. And then he goes out against the Orioles and does what he did, you know, six unbelievably great innings. And he's weird, man. He had 10 starts in 2023. Seven of them were like that. Seven of them were, you just, wow, this guy is really somebody who's got a future, even though he's in kind of his late 20s. And then he has starts where he's just the worst thing you've ever seen. He just implodes. And that's a tough, tough call for anyone to make. What you can be sure of, and I mean really sure, is that if you're the Pirates and you let him go and he gets waived, someone else is going to take him. Someone else is probably going to address those three disastrous starts. They're going to find a way to get him some sort of escape hatch or parachute to avoid those. And when things get bad, they don't have to get epic bad. And otherwise, live for those seven good ones, if that ends up being the ratio. Look, I said what I said. I expressed what I expressed. I felt what I felt. I'm not really in the business of apologizing for that sort of thing, because the last time I laid eyes on Falter, he was horrendous in Miami. And, oh, by the way, he was horrendous all through spring training. So it's wonderful that he did what he did. Here's hoping, including for him, that he continues to bounce back, becomes part of this. But when I'm looking at this team and I'm looking at fourth starters or fifth starters, however it is that breaks down over the course of the season, I'm not thinking about him. I appreciate the sentiment. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Pirates, and we're going to do another one of these tomorrow.